107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. My name is Michelle Amabile, and it's not every day you have a Major League Baseball player in the house at the Crab's Claw Inn. Played for the Yankees, the Mets, Cincinnati, beyond.
Keep going.
White Sox. Yeah.
Oh, six list. More. You're good.
It's endless. Todd Frazier, the Todd Father, in the house.
Tom's Riverzone.
Appreciate
Jersey
it.
Jersey boy.
Thank you.
All right. Well, as Michelle mentioned, you played for the Yankees and the Mets. We just got off the Subway Series. What did you make of the three games up in the Bronx?
Well, you know, I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm actually really happy about what happened. They just got a sweep. You saw Juan Soto come down a little bit, you know, a little pressure sometimes get to people. He's going to be fine, but it was fantastic. The fans were all about not cheering for him. They were booing him. I saw some double birds to Juan Soto. It got a little nasty out there, but again, it's one of those things, you know, it's that Yankee mentality. If you're not with us, you're against us. So, they won two games out of three, so we'll see how the Yankees keep going. They just swept the Rangers. They're doing pretty good.
Michelle, I love how when he mentioned the double birds, and I was there Sunday night, I saw a lot of them. People started cheering in here like, yeah, the double birds to Juan Soto. We've known from past years, especially with Todd being here, there's a lot of Yankee fans here.
And the New York Post said he looked mighty glum.
Yeah, he did. And you know what? Sometimes when you have, like, coming home party, it's like you hope for a couple cheers and... Yeah, it was tough, and you could tell a little bit. It got to him a little bit, and that's just part of the nature. You're making all that money; you got to withstand all the pressure.
I want to talk about Aaron Judge and the season he is having. My God, that batting average!
He's fantastic. If he ends up batting over 400, this might be the last time we ever see somebody ever do it, because baseball is so hard right now. The pitching is even harder. They have so many more pitches they're coming up with. That it makes it that much more harder to hit the ball. So if that does happen, which I probably don't think it will, because numbers usually average out at the end of the day, but he's gonna end up hitting over 300 and getting over 50 home runs like usual.
Yeah. So when you played for the Yankees, what was it like putting on the pinstripes for the first time?
Oh, it was fantastic. You know, you don't truly understand what it's like until you really do it. I remember wearing a jersey in high school, you know, thinking I'm the next Derek Jeter, and now I had an opportunity to, you know, even walk by his locker and, you know, understand the realm and the aura and all that kind of stuff. And to put pinstripes on was truly magical.
All right, let's talk about you for a second. Foul Territory's doing great. You guys were even the presenting sponsor this year at the Writers' Dinner, where they give out all the big awards.
Yeah.
It's cool to see the logo up there on the dais. And then Yes Network, not only pre-post game, we got to hear you in the booth this year. How are you enjoying your own journey in the media?
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's just something I've always wanted to do, it, you know, be a broadcaster or, you know, talk about, you know, pre- and post-games about somebody. And it just, the opportunity came, and now I'm working with Yes, as you said. I'm working about 25 to 30 days there in the booth and with the pre- and post-game with Bob Lorenz in Connecticut, and then Little League World Series. I do that every year. This is be my fifth year coming up, and I usually do a playoff game with ESPN. They always have the first round. I did that last year with a bunch of guys. I'm still learning. I'm still having a great time. There's some mistakes I'm still making here and there, but overall, it's been really fantastic, and it's been a really good journey for me.
We have the great Joe.
Speaking of Little League World Series, this young man here won the Little League World Series for Tom's River.
Woo!
Right around the corner, you drive up Route 37, it says Little League Champions Boulevard. Here's one of them right here.
Yes, that kickstarted my career about, 27 years ago, 1998. So really fantastic start, and brought some cool memories to the town.
All right, hold on. I've never asked you this, and I should have the first time that we met. This is like an annual tradition now where you stop and by. Stop by in part because you're buddies with our buddy Mark Montanaro.
Yes.
And the great folks at 1-800-AUTOLAND. How did you and Mark link up?
Well, it just happened. For me, I've known Mark for a while. We never really kind of linked up. We've known each other through sports and how much he gives back to the community, and then eventually, Children's Specialized Hospital came to me, and he works. He's the ambassador over there, and he runs a lot of good things through that hospital and organization. And I met him there at one of the galas and events, and we just kicked it off even more. I said, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" You know, we talked, we spoke, and eventually we became true friends. And he's given back so much to the community, not only in Tom's River, but to the surrounding towns and He owns Auto Land up there in Springfield and Union County, and he's done so much good stuff for people. How do you not flock to a guy like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sure. Sir.
Give it up for Mark. Yeah, he's a beast, man. Yeah.
My buddy Mark Montanaro and fine folks at Auto Land.
Yeah. Now, Todd, I know it's early in the season. We're not even at the All-Star break, but what do you think this year?
I mean, listen, we've talked about the Yankees. They're going to be there. The Detroit Tigers.
You made Rochelle happy.
Rochelle was like sitting to the side of Todd, and I think he kind of forgot for a second she was there until now. Now he knows.
She wrote me the note here. I'm just kidding. Detroit Tigers right now, undercover, really, really exceptional team. I got to be honest with you. They're going to be there again. Nobody talks about them. AJ Hinch, the manager, is an absolute genius. We sat down with him before a playoff game last year. He's playing chess when everybody else is playing checkers. The guy knows everything and who needs to come in here and there. I mean, the Dodgers are always going to be there. The Padres are really good. I still pick the Dodgers to win the World Series, if you want the truth, before the season started. Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan of them either, but at the same time, you got to call a spade. They do. Once they get healthy, they're going to be fantastic.
Do we even want to talk about Robbie's Red Sox?
They're coming around. Jaron Duran is absolutely fantastic. I play with him in the Olympics. This guy is a beast. He could run. They do have the pitching right now. Walker Buehler's really good. Garrett Crochet. They're going to be right there. Just wait until they get kickstarted.
Maybe Devers can pick up a first base glove.
He will.
As opposed to John Henry having to get on a plane, fly cross country. But that's another story. All right, real quick, as we wrap up here, Todd, what are you looking forward to in your life this summer?
Yeah, I coach a couple different travel ball teams. I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to my son. He's in the All-Stars this year at 11 years old.
Nice.
There's awesome. It's a lot of fun time. I got an 11-year-old and a 6-year-old. We're going to start travel ball up pretty soon with him. And my daughter's a gymnast. We're looking for big things out of her. She's really good at what she does. And, you know, my wife teaches her gymnastics. She's a good coach. And, you know, just a lot of family stuff. I'm hoping to get to the beach a bunch of times.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, I'm waiting for this weather to kick. I want to start sweating. You know what I mean? I want the 80 and 90-degree weather where you walk outside and you can't breathe. So that's the stuff I want.
That is so great. Todd Frazier.
Give it up for the Todd Father, everybody.
Todd Father.
Annual appearance at the Boss Summer Blast Off with our friends at 1-800-AUTO-LAND, Michelle Amabile, Ralphie, and more from the Crab's Claw coming up here on 107.1 The Boss. 107.1 The Boss, Michelle Amabile and Ralphie live at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette. More coming up real soon.
I've got Ralphie here. We are at the Crab's Claw Inn. Memorial Day weekend, all the parades coming up. It's not warm enough for the beaches, though, is it, Ralphie?
Not quite, but you know what? It's warm enough to come out and have a drink here at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette. Kitchen's opening for lunch soon, and we got a lot of live performances on the way as well.
107.1 The Boss.
107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. Michelle Amabile and me, Ralphie. Yes, we are here at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette. Boss Summer Blast Off 2025. Have you had a sip of your Bloody Mary yet, Michelle?
I have not, but thank you for getting it for me, Ralphie. Breakfast of champions.
That's right, because sadly, Michelle and I missed the breakfast here at the Crab's Claw. Iconic, but thankfully, they're switching over to lunch shortly, so I will be ordering something off of that menu for sure. 99.7 FM, by the way, in South Jersey, and you can listen all weekend long anywhere on the Boss app for Android or iPhone.
Memorial Day weekend 2025 Summer Blast Off 107.1 The Boss. It's Michelle Amabile live from the Crab's Claw in the 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off. We got Ralphie here.
Hello.
Got everybody here at the Crab's Claw. Joe Nolan, Tyler Ricker coming up.
Yeah, seriously, we got a great crowd here as well. How about it for the bar staff here, the waitresses, the bartenders, everybody working out at the Crab's Claw? Make sure you take care of them appropriately all holiday weekend as well. We always appreciate that. What time is it? Almost 11:30. Almost 11:30. So almost lunchtime here as well at the Crab's Claw, which the menu looks incredible.
I'm looking at getting a hot dog. We got any teachers in the house? Got a 4-day weekend.
Yeah, there you go. Love that.
My daughter's off from school today. She's like, I'm so excited, Mom. I'm like, I'm sure your teachers are equally excited.
we were just talking before. Yeah, we got another teacher?
Yeah.
There we go. Love that. There you go. Mission Impossible this weekend. You going to go see it?
I never miss Robbie's Man Crush.
No.
We're dancing here at the Crab's Claw Inn.
Yeah, we're having a great time, of course. We put in our lunch order, so that's a good check. And we got a lot of great live music on the way. We also got one of the artists who's performing live. He's going to be joining us soon, right?
Right. Tyler Ricker will be joining us. And Dramarama is here. John Izzo walked in. They're looking for parking. So.
I think they found... We had to move the boss van, but I think they're parked. They're ready to go. They'll do their sound check. They'll be on just after noon. And as for Tyler Ricker, of course, who brings Sinatra's songbook to life, we will chat with him coming up in about 12 minutes or so, and then you'll hear him live next hour as well. A lot going on. It's Boss Summer Blast Off 2025 at the Crab's Claw on Lavalette with 107.1 The Boss.
107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM. My name is Michelle Amabile. I've got Ralphie here, and this young man from Whiting, 22 years old, and he's all about old blue eyes. Talking about Tyler Ricker.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Tyler, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. Thanks for having
me. Tyler's going to be performing for us today at the 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off, and I got a question for you. How does a 22-year-old get into Frank Sinatra?
Well, you know what? We were very blessed to have my grandmother until the age of 99.
Wow.
And, this is all her music, so I grew up listening to it, and I just fell in love with the man and myth that is Frank Sinatra.
Absolutely. All right, we just had Todd Frazier here, so I'm going to do a quick baseball thing with you.
Sure.
Because there was a big change with the Yankees this year. Everybody knows the Yankees play New York, New York, regardless if the team wins or loses. However, this year, they play New York, New York after wins, and after some losses, they've been going with
That's Life. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I mean, it's probably better than them playing Liza Minnelli's New York, New York when the Yankees lost, because they were doing that for a while.
Liza's estate wasn't too happy about that.
No, they were not. But I mean, yeah, I think That's Life is a great song, and hopefully the Yankees win so they get to hear New York, New York more.
Exactly.
Well, New York, New York, iconic. We play that on New Year's Eve as well.
Oh, right, yeah, in Times Square, of course. And yeah, Frank made that song iconic in addition to a number of his other original songs. When it comes to Frank's songbook, is there, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, is there one song in particular that sticks out to you?
I mean, I always go like right back to Come Fly With Me, because the first time I was on stage, like, that's a song I sang before anybody knew I could do what I do, and it just kind of followed me.
And I just realized, you know, Todd Frazier's such a good Jersey boy. His walk-up song when he got to the Yankees was Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, which is crazy. Well, Frank Sinatra, I was just watching Frank's movies over the week. They were showing A Lady in Cement and Tony Roma over the week. I was like, wow, Frank was just an iconic actor as well. And you got to do a little acting. PBS?
So back in summer of 2023, PBS NJ got wind of the Sinatra sing-off up in Hoboken, and I was graciously invited to perform in that. Gentlemen from all over the country, even as far as Spain, and for some reason, they just came like hooked onto my story and my personal efforts of keeping his music alive down here on the Jersey Shore and beyond. And they put out a nice little short documentary following my efforts, and it's available to stream right on PBS.org.
It's called Here's the Storybook, right?
Here's the story.
Yeah, Here's the Storybook, and that's available on PBS and wherever you can stream PBS and their content as well. We should also mention that in addition to Tyler performing today here at the Crab's Claw on Lavalette, he'll be live next hour. You can catch him Sundays in South Seaside Park at Ebby's, right?
I'm at Ebby's every weekend. Yeah, and I got residencies all summer long throughout.
What's your Insta handle?
It's Tyler Ricker 15. I'm easy to find.
Okay, why the 15?
It's my favorite number.
Oh, there you go. Because Tyler Ricker was taken, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell everybody a little bit about what you're going to be singing for us today?
Well, you know what? It's funny you brought up the Yankees switching to That's Life, because that's the first song that's up on deck.
Yeah, there we go.
Of course, I got to do Summer Wind, so that's going to be closing out my numbers.
This is going to be a lot of fun. Tyler Ricker bringing to life the great songbook of the legendary and great Jerseyman Frank Sinatra. You'll hear Tyler along with a number of other great live performances next hour and throughout the afternoon. The party goes all day here at Boss Summer Blast Off 2025 with Michelle Amabile and me, Ralphie, here at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette, Route 35. Tyler, we'll see you on stage in a bit, bud.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me.
And more music next. This is 107.1 The Boss. We got some business to handle here at the Crab's Claw in Lavalette.
Alrighty,
let's see here.
107.1 The Boss, 99.7 FM. It is the Summer Blast off, hello, my name is Michelle Amabile. So glad to see you all here. I go back a long way with these guys. Are you ready for Dramarama? John Easdale, Pete Wood, Captain and O'Neill.
Best of luck.
Let's give a big round of applause for Dramarama with 107.1 The Boss.
UK is not Christmas.
This morning. All right, this song is called Last Cigarette. Let's hear for Michelle Amelby. Let's hear for Captain and O'Neill.
as I am written with a pen. You know it's sharper than a saber. I don't feel like Errol Flynn. Got no computer, I can't type the letter N. You're not responding right, I guess I better start again. Well, let's pretend this fella's hungry. Got a dozen mouths to feed it. That's some money for a bus pass. But park, please, and I know him a dollar. It's exactly what it needs to get another jug of Thunderbird or Nitrate. But I ask for last cigarette. Last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Oh, 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 la 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 la. I know it's killing me. You gotta get the kid fed. You gotta kiss the little one. Put the children into bed. Check the sports and weather and the living and the dead. You don't have to hear the headlines. You could hear what Johnny Carson said. Not anymore. Oh, Mr. Sandman, won't you listen to me, please? I'm saying I'll stay in bed, but I'll pretend I'm on my knees and just praying. One secret in my number, one for my greed, and just forget about my inventory. Give me what I need. I need a last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Last cigarette, last cigarette, last cigarette, one before I go to bed. Oh,
by way of Wayne, New Jersey, John Easdale, Pete Wood. John, how's it feel to be back home?
It's wonderful to be here at the Crab's Claw with all these wonderful people. Thank you. I can't believe how many came out so early. I guess they were here since 6 a.m., right? And it's really wonderful to be on the radio with Michelle and Mabille. We've been doing this for many, many years. No, too long. I won't say how long, but quite some time.
How can that be? I'm only 21.
I would ask for your ID if you tried to buy cigarettes. I would.
It'd be one thing if I smoked. John, you guys came back last night. You did a show at the Transparent Clinch Gallery last night, playing for the hometown crowd. And now I know there's a big announcement coming up for the summer.
Yeah, we're playing the Wonder Bar two nights in August, and I think tickets go on sale if they're not on sale already. Come on down. We go to the Wonder Bar every year, and it's our home away from home. So come on down. It's great to be in Jersey. It's where I grew up. The Garden State is always great. And, great to be on the Boss, too. Great to be on the radio.
And these guys always giving back. You always see them every year at Winterfest with Light of Day, raising money for Parkinson's and research. These guys are the best, absolute best. And we'll probably be seeing you again this winter.
I look forward to it. Yeah, no, that's that. We've been doing that for almost 20 years, ever since the band got back together in 2003.
Now, we haven't had new music since 2020, Color TV. Great album, by the way. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. But I want to talk about this particular song that put you on the map. I think you know the song I'm talking about. And what's amazing is that you recorded it in New Jersey and then it got airplay in Los Angeles.
Yeah, we put it out. It was on a French label. It was on import and a DJ started playing it and it just lit up the phones, as they used to say. And it became a quote-unquote hit on this radio station in Los Angeles that played modern rock. And then, of course, in New Jersey, there was a station that used to play modern rock that Michelle worked for. And then they started playing our music, and 500 years later, we're still doing it.
Tell us a good rock and roll story from the road.
Oh, man, there's too many, and most of them aren't suitable for radio listeners. I think you'd get in trouble with the FCC. But I just want to give a shout-out to the Captain O'Neill. They're playing with us, and they are wonderful. They are tremendous, and we are so happy that they were willing to back us up. Me and Peter Wood, the guitar player. And so good to see you, Michelle, and thank you so much.
So good to see you, too, John. I think we know what song's coming, right? Yeah! So let's hear it one more time for Dramarama.
Ready?
She got mad, called me names, and she called
Captain Ed O'Neill. Thank you, Peter Wood. Thank you, Michelle Amabile. And thank each and every one of you. Have a great day. Happy summer.
Drama-rama! How awesome was that? Let's hear it one more time. So happy to see you all out here for the 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off. More to come. Tyler Ricker, Jimmy and the Parrots. I'm Michelle Amabile. Thank you for listening to 107.1 The Boss.
The best hosts.
You guys are pros.
The best.
Are live, local, and reachable by text, phone, and socials. The hosts are on 107.1 The Boss and 99.7 FM 24/7.
We have a bit of sad news. We don't want to bring down the vibe, obviously, but it's an important person and it's some important news, so we just want to kind of briefly at least talk about it, address it, maybe if you're driving to your destination on this holiday weekend. The Piano Man, Billy Joel, has announced that he's canceling all of his upcoming shows. He's been diagnosed with normal pressure hydrocephalus, that's NPH. The condition has been made worse by his recent concert performances. It affects his vision, his balance, his hearing, and under his doctor's instructions, Billy Joel is undergoing specific physical therapy, and he's been asked during that time to cancel all upcoming shows. Yes, that includes MetLife, that includes Yankee Stadium. He's canceling shows into 2026. Refunds are being processed at point of purchase. You don't have to do anything for those refunds.
We wish Billy well.
Absolutely. We wish him nothing but the best.
Nothing but love.
Absolutely.
Nothing but love.
Yes.
Just need him to get better.
100%. Is everybody ready for summer 2025 or what? Here we go. Let's go. Oh. Ralphie and Michelle Amabile. I think Michelle Amabile is hanging out with the folks over in Dramarama. Kermit is here. He saw an open mic. He went to that as quick as he goes to his special
martini. A little higher for Michelle. There we go. Hi, everybody.
All right. On the way, we have another celebrity guest on the celebrity phone line checking in. Is one Christopher McDonald. He will be chatting with Robbie, of course. Shooter McGavin himself getting ready for the Happy Gilmore sequel that they shot up in North Jersey. So you'll hear from Christopher McDonald next, and then we got a whole lot more stars, VIP surprises, and Joe Nolan salute. The big blast off into summer 2025. It's all happening right here. Lunch is being served. The drinks are flowing, and everybody is having a great time at the Crab's Claw Inn in Lava Lake. Michelle Amabile, I'm Ralph DeVersa. Appreciate you tuning in. We got Kermit, Robbie, Joe, and the whole cast of characters after 1 o'clock. Christopher McDonald next on The Boss.
107.1 The Boss at 99.7 FM. It's Michelle Amabile. 107.1 The Boss Summer Blast Off 2025 live from the Crab's Claw Inn. Tom Cunningham in the house. Kermit is here. We're getting closer to Joe's iconic blast off of summer. You know, it's not summer until he gives that speech. I will be back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Now we got something very special. Robbie has a guest, Chris McDonald, joining us on 107.1 The Boss.
Here's Chris.
Chris, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Good, Robbie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for coming on here. Now, this movie's great. I got a screener, The Last Rodeo. It's out this weekend. I don't quite want to call it a Western, but certainly if you're a Western fan, you'll like this movie. It's got drama. It's got heart. It's got great scenery, great acting. It's great, Chris. Congratulations on it.
Thanks, man. I'm particularly over the moon about the bull riding sequences. It is so visceral. And I just watch it myself and I'm like, oh, my God. That is just incredible. What these guys do is like, it's life and death. I mean, it's crazy. You can get stomped on at any second. But these are top bulls and top riders, too.
So the idea of the movie, for people that are following along with us here, it's a retired rodeo guy, was a big star. He's kind of on his back end of his career, his life. Drama ensues. His grandson is involved, and he's got some ghosts from the past, and it all kind of goes from there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's what we do for family, and it's what that's the only way he can make it happen, and he relies on me, his old friend, who's a little indebted to him. So I get him on, even though I think he's only going to make it past the first round. But it's an incredible story, and it's all very uplifting, and got a lot of great performances. I just got to say, it was a blast to be part of. But it's independent film. That's why we promote it like this, because it's a whole different ball of wax from July 25th. Netflix drop. It's time period, night and day, but I love independent film because you can tell these wonderful stories in an intimate relationship with people and just get that story out there because they need to be told.
Yeah, the lead actor, Neil McDonough, people might know from Suits. He was on that not that long ago. Great actor, great character actor. Where did you guys film this, Christopher?
Yeah. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Neil's also really great in the new show with called Tulsa, as a matter of fact, with Slash Stallone.
Oh, that's right. He's on that show. That's right. Now, were you somebody who always wanted to do a picture like this? Again, it's not really a Western per se, but certainly if someone's a Western fan, it's kind of got that feel to it. Did you grow up with those kind of movies? Did you always want to do one?
I've always loved the Western genre. I did Texas Rising with my dear friend Leslie Greif for 6 months in Durango, Mexico a few years back. So I've done all the genres, which is really kind of cool. I have a nice little rainbow of different things, from musicals to, you know, westerns to and, you know, all kinds of dramas. But I have my cowboy hat on right now. It's one of those things I always wanted to jump into because it's just, you know, it's the great old West, man. This is like, but what made America great? It's the great people, they're the backbone, the people that went west from the East Coast and tried to eke out a living, and they did it with these big ranches and horses and cattle and all that stuff. So it all ties in together, and I'd love telling those stories.
Yeah, that's great. And the director, what a pedigree, too. John Evnett's a guy that did Risky Business back in the day, Black Swan, Fried Green Tomatoes. So a great director, too. So you know you're getting a quality picture.
That was a big thrill and a big plus to have John in there. He doesn't pull anything back, and that's why he redid all these great bull scenes that were just blow your mind.
Yeah, I mean, again, I was glad to see it. It's a really great movie, gripping stuff. It's called The Last Rodeo, out this weekend. You mentioned, of course, you've got the Shooter McGavin returns. How does it feel to put that pair of pants back on again? Are you excited about this?
All I can say is, finally! I've been an ambassador for this happening for 29 years because it was such a joy to play it, and people love it, and then people stop me on the street anywhere I go and say, we just love it. I watched it 35 times for my kids, all that stuff. It's multi-generational now, this movie, so. And it was only Sandler's second or third movie, I think, so.
Right.
He killed it. It finally got done. Netflix stepped up, and he's got that great deal there, and it is just, it's mind-blowing. This is mind-blowing also. The people that were involved in this movie, all my heroes are in this movie, in the golf world. And I can't say too much more about it, or what in my storyline was that I did sign an NDA, but I'll tell you, what a joy. What a privilege to be in the same room with these guys.
I love it.
And, it's all good. It's all good. I think people are going to really love this movie. It's got a lot of laughs and a lot of heart also.
If it's possible at all that somebody doesn't know what the heck we're talking about, Happy Gilmore 2 out on Netflix this year. And by the way, you know, we feel like we know a little bit about it, having our studios in New Jersey, because a lot of the filming was done in New Jersey. So we feel close to this movie.
Right up there. Fiddler's Elbow, yeah, it's a beautiful track. They have like four golf courses on there, and we try not to mess it up too much. But it was a great, great time, and I love New Jersey. I was staying out at the George, out in Montclair, and it was stunning. Yeah, love it out there.
Well, that's great. Well, I know it's going to be huge for you, so congrats on that. It's great to have Shooter back. The Last Rodeo is outstanding. People really should take some time to see it this holiday weekend, especially Memorial Day weekend. And Les, before I let you go, we are binging Hacks. I think we're up to the most recent episode. You were great on Hacks. Your scenes with Gene Smart. Chris was great, so congrats on that too, buddy.
Ron, thank you. That's a big thrill of us to be working with Jean Smart. She's great. The writing is so great, and I'm over the moon. And the final season is going to come up next year, and I got a bigger storyline. My storyline is a little lighter this year because I was shooting Happy Gilmore.
Right.
So they told me, they'll be great stuff for me next season as well.
Well, good for you, man. I'm glad life is great. Have a beautiful holiday weekend. It's good to talk to you. Christopher McDonald, thank you, pal.
Thank you, Robbie. Appreciate you.
Bye, buddy. You bet. He's great.
He was great.